This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour. It is the DJ V Show. Ooh, excuse me, ladies. I've got a little something going on today. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug Steffen out on a vacation this week, and he's in deepest, darkest Peru, so backpacking, which, yeah, I mean, I'd be on a beach, but he's having a great time. I emailed a little with him yesterday. In the meantime, I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. And we're holding down the fort. And there is lots of trending stuff. It's Christmas time officially, not just in Rockefeller Center where the tree was lit last night, Victoria, but also at the White House where President Trump lit the White House Christmas tree yesterday.
And I didn't see the White House Christmas tree. I saw the Rockefeller Center special on TV last night. But what does the White House Christmas tree look like? Is it pretty?
It's beautiful. I really.
Is it red?
It's not red. It's just a regular old Christmas tree. But it makes you feel good. And I feel like it might be a little earlier than usual. I don't know. I was still like Rockefeller Center does it like the first week of December. And I think we're sneaking out a couple extra days because we had an extra week in November. So
yeah, I never knew that they were on the same night. I don't remember that ever happening before, that New York and D.C. did the same night to light the tree. So maybe it is a little early for D.C.?
Much to the chagrin of New York and D.C. travelers, right, commuters that got stuck in the traffic. All right, so Christmas is underway. What else is trending?
The Postal Service is trending right now, not for a good reason, because 16 U.S. Postal Service workers have been sentenced between 3 to 9 years in federal prison for accepting bribes to deliver cocaine along their routes in Atlanta. Yeah, drug traffickers actually bribed the postal workers, which is kind of a genius move if you think about it. No one would suspect the postal workers. And sometimes with amounts as low as $250, which is not a lot of money, and now you're in jail for years. And so they delivered drugs along their designated addresses, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. They said that the U.S. postal workers are typically valuable members of the community entrusted to deliver the mail every day to our homes. This important operation identified and prosecuted 16 corrupt individuals who chose to abuse that trust and instead use their positions to bring what they thought were large amounts of dangerous drugs into those same communities. So federal agents learned about the operation back in 2015, and it took them a while to take down this drug trafficking organization in Atlanta, but they did, and they figured out that drug traffickers were targeting postal workers along their routes and offering them bribes to deliver cocaine and marijuana, and they finally got busted, and now they have all been sentenced to various degrees of severity in federal prison, depending on how much they were doing.
How would that work? I mean, obviously, if it's, okay, I need someone to deliver something across town, I could ask my local postal worker. But if was this state to state, or was this all in a small geographical area?
This seems to all be targeted in Atlanta. The age range of the postal workers is 26 to 64. And so I think what happened was they literally just drove up next to these postal workers as they were out on their routes and offered them bribes and started a whole system. And that's how they got to them. And so the federal agents had to go undercover, and they had some people tipping them off. And this was they watched from a distance and recorded the interactions with the postal workers and the drug runners. And it became this whole big sting operation. So They finally caught them. But it's crazy to think about
it. Not a terrible idea for enterprising bad guys
to think
of using their own, to get their own private delivery force in the form of a postal worker.
Yeah, exactly. There were some innocent postal workers, though, and innocent bystanders on their routes who had actually been robbed. The postal workers who were delivering packages and things, some of them were robbed, and I guess when they did not cooperate, they faced some ramifications from the drug runners, but for the other 16 people who decided to run with the bad guys, it's a bad ending for that. But that is kind of crazy. I'm sure this happens probably all over, and this is just the first operation that got busted.
I would imagine first of all, yes, enterprising that these criminals even think to make the connection to have the Postal Service do this for them. But in this day and age, if you're a postal worker and someone pulls up next to you and says, hey, will you deliver this package for me? I don't know. I mean, I guess you'd have to be full disclosure and be like, look, this is drugs.
Right.
Because with bombs and anthrax,
of course,
and
yeah.
Also, I mean, would you want to be used as a vessel in all of this? That's kind of weird,
right.
Too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm. Did you hear about the story with Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti?
No. I love those two.
There's a new
so
twist
crazy.
To the ongoing drama between Stormy and Michael, and that is that Stormy Daniels has now come out. We know Michael Avenatti's got some issues, right? He's got some problems because he's facing charges of domestic abuse. Now, he's denying it. His ex-wife said, or his estranged wife says, oh, no, this is not like him, but yet those charges are not necessarily going away, and he hasn't been able to prove his innocence yet. Well, now Stormy Daniels, his client, has come out and said, look, I was actually blown away when I saw that I had filed defamation charges against the president. I never asked to do that. I didn't know Michael Avenatti was going to do it. When he did it, I was shocked. I went along with it. But I guess she's talking now because Avenatti had started a GoFundMe page for Stormy Daniels in her name to help her rebuild her life because she had lost everything because of this president, apparently. Or at least that was the story. She hasn't seen a dime of it. And so she blew the whistle yesterday saying, I'm coming out against him now because I think he's taking all my money. He's not giving me any of my GoFundMe cash.
Wow. That's, you know, that happens. Well, remember, I guess it was like 2 weeks ago, that scam on the GoFundMe thing, on the GoFundMe site with that guy who was a drug addicted veteran, and he apparently gave his last $20 to the girl whose car broke down so she could get gas, and then it turned out that she and her boyfriend and the veteran were all in on it. There are a lot of scams that are now happening where the people who are supposed to get the money are not getting it, and GoFundMe has launched like their own investigation wing of their company to make sure that when you're supposed to be the recipient of a GoFundMe campaign, that they will actually investigate it and make sure that the right people get their money, or everyone who has donated gets their money back. So if Avenatti doesn't pay up to Stormy Daniels, then GoFundMe may very well step in and just take all of that money back from him and give it back to the people who donated.
Well, I'd imagine that the money to him is gone. The rumor is that he doesn't have any money, and that's a piece of all of this. That's what's causing kind of this turn with him, is that he doesn't have any money. He owed a lot of money to his old business partner. He had defaulted on rent. That was a story out of California. So the story is that maybe he just took the money and it's not even there anymore, that it's already gone, spent, and handed off to somebody. So kind of interesting. Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels, are they much longer for this world? Is he still her lawyer after she comes out publicly and says he's stealing money from her? All right, as we continue on the DJV show, we are trying to highlight some special gifts from our friends here on the program that will make the people in your life very happy around the holidays. So, Victoria, what's your favorite product today?
Well, I always love giving the gift of a great night's sleep, and so my pillow is one of those gifts that always gets a smile from people. And of course I gave two my pillows to my mom, and she just absolutely thinks that it's the greatest thing ever. And so if you're tossing and turning, you need a little more sleep at night, we could all use a little more sleep here on the DJV show. So we have to puff up our my pillows and bend them right into that little crook in our necks that helps us sleep better. And that's exactly what you can do with my pillow. It's 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, and And unlike other pillows, it comes with a 10-year warranty, so there's absolutely nothing to lose, and all you need is just one click away, and you've got a great night's sleep heading towards you. So if you buy one MyPillow right now, you get the second one free. That is an actual buy one, get one free offer, and all you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. You can stop tossing and turning, sleep better with MyPillow, buy it now at MyPillow.com, and use the promo code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie out this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara holding down the forts. With the forts, we only have one. It's just off the list. I mean, we could get multiple. We could expand. That would surprise Doug when he returns. We're talking about the holidays at the top of the hour. Of course, if you were living under a rock, maybe you didn't see it. But otherwise, if you weren't with the rest of us, Rockefeller Center, they turned their tree on last night in New York. That was a big deal. And the tree lighting in Washington, D.C. at the White House officially took place. That means the holiday season is underway, certainly underway at Starbucks. And they have a new holiday drink that has gotten some mixed reaction online. The question is, what exactly does juniper taste like? And fans of Starbucks can now find out just exactly what that might be like. Their latest holiday drink is the juniper latte. Now, the drink is described by Starbucks as a hint of juniper and sage, an evergreen aroma, and citrus notes, and it's made with signature espresso steamed milk that's been infused with juniper syrup. It's then topped with foam and green pine citrus sugar. Now, juniper berry, I know, guys, when I went through my SOM training, and I never realized this, that's what gin is made out of. So gin is, you are familiar with the taste of gin, kind of that, I think it tastes like a tree. Well, that's what juniper is. And it sounds like the people at Starbucks are trying to give you a little taste of a pine tree in a cup.
Yeah, I'm not a gin fan at all. As much as I have tried different cocktails featuring gin, it just doesn't work out for me. I can't even imagine when you mix that with espresso. It just sounds awful.
Yeah, the people that have tried it so far that went online have said that it tastes like a walk through the forest, whatever that tastes like. Others say it tastes like grass and dirt. So I don't know if I'm going to be rushing out to Starbucks to try this, or next time I'm at Starbucks, if I'll give up like my pumpkin spice latte or my peppermint mocha in favor of this juniper latte. But hey, if you like a pine tree, head over to Starbucks right now. Celebrate the season. It's 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Christina Aguilera, she sounds good. She sounds good there. She still sounds good now. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out today. Actually, all week long. He's on a little vacation to Peru. Jen, Victoria, Kara here. And this is Throwback Thursday. Ladies, the year is 2000. And these are the top five hits from this week in the year 2000. Let's crank this one up, Kara. Christina Aguilera, come on over. All I Want Is You.
Come over here, baby. All
I Want Is You. I haven't heard this song in so long.
Are you guys dancing?
Because yes.
I'm dancing. Do you want to know something to make you feel really sad, Jen?
You're, like, born in this year?
No, but this was the first album that I asked for myself, and I was 7 years old.
Oh, little Kara.
I was in a nightclub in Vegas. I think I had just turned... You know what? I may have been coming up on 21. What year would I have turned 21?
I love the cast.
Like, hard.
This song that was playing in the delivery room when I was born.
Guys, I was already 21. I was totally dancing to this. How exciting. This was the... I didn't love... Because, you know, it was the girl war between Britney and Christina.
Right.
And I always loved Britney so much more over Christina's Genie in a Bottle. But I think this was her second album, if I'm not mistaken. And
this is before
this is
she got, like, dirty. Right?
No, this is the first one that had Genie in a Bottle on it. Yeah.
Okay, this was just the better song. Got
yes.
it. Okay. Number four on the list, Throwback Thursday from this week in 2000 is NSYNC. Love them, too. This I Promise You. No tears.
Kara hates this song, but I actually always really thought this was
boring. I don't hate it. I just think it's a little boring.
Okay, I can't believe I'm going to say this publicly because I love NSYNC. I think it's a little boring, too. But...
Oh, I'm like the only sassier, I guess.
I sing every single word, and I did. And watching this song in a concert for NSYNC is amazing because everybody, like, goes for it, you know?
You've seen them do this live?
Oh, yeah, please. Who are you talking to?
Oh, wow. I never saw them, so. Want a little trivia about this song? Guess who wrote it?
Who?
Richard Marx.
Oh, that makes sense. It sounds like...
Because it sounds exactly like a Richard Marx song.
Yeah. And he did a lot of writing. But Richard Marx is actually a more successful songwriter than even a singer. So, all right, number three on the list. I hate to leave behind NSYNC, but we'll do it for our girl Pink. This is when Pink was not the Pink we know today. This is when she was
right.
just starting out, had such a long career, and always reinventing herself and getting better and better. This is Most Girls from her first album.
That sounds so different.
I know. Listening back now, it doesn't even sound like her. It's such a different style. But
I think this was also Legally Blonde.
That could be true.
Oh, you're totally right. When she goes out to the store and she's like super motivated and buys a laptop. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Go, Kara. All right.
Good job, Kara. Look, at you're only four, but it worked. Number two on the list. These are the top five songs. Throwing it back Thursday to 2000. And this is number two. Madonna went dancey on us. And this is what she gave us. This is Music. And her attempt to really break into the club scene, this changed things for Madonna. This is now what her music sounds like today, and it all started back in 2000.
I'm never a fan of this song. I like this. I like dancing Madonna, but
Madonna behind, actually.
Yeah.
After this song, it was a big hit, and that was about it. I didn't like her foray into the club music. All right, I'm foregoing music to go on to Independent Woman Part 1, Destiny's Child.
I'm 11 weeks at number one, this song was in 2000.
This is also when I left Beyonce behind. I still love her more. I know everybody wants
song.
To throw me off the ship, but I loved Destiny's Child more than Beyonce. Sorry. All right, the top 10. This is the top five songs from 2000 on the DJV show.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, including in the nation's capital, where President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump helped light the national Christmas tree outside the White House last evening.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We just have to say it all together. Merry, Merry Christmas. It's great to be with you. And let's light the tree.
The opening, the lighting coming a few hours after President Trump made news when he said he would not rule out pardoning his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort. The president telling the New York Post a pardon is, quote, not off the table, though he says it's not something he's ever discussed. Trump again slamming the Russia investigation. After evacuating earlier this month for a wildfire, people in the Malibu area now evacuating because of the threat of mudslides from heavy rains. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12 gauge, 20 gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. Wolf Hill Ammo.com.
The DJV show. Doug is out this week. He is backpacking his way through the Peruvian countryside. Is that a thing? Or up and down mountains? Or he's doing something active, something that
he's in the Andes, like, right?
Yeah, we agree that we would probably rather be on a beach somewhere, but Dougie mm-hmm. is hiking away, and it is National Lemon Cream Pie Day, which I know he's sad he's missing. Did you know, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, that lemon cream pie has been around for thousands of years? I know. Who knew,
I did not
right?
know that.
Historians say lemon desserts have been around since the Middle Ages. Whipped cream, however, that's the surprising part, is kind of a newcomer. It didn't show up until around the 16th century. It first appeared in recipes in Italy in the mid-1500s, then traveled to France and showed up in recipes there just after 1600. Somewhere between then and now, someone had the brilliant idea to marry them together. Cream pies of all kinds, lemon, chocolate, banana, coconut, are kind of a classic diner dessert, and they've become an American classic. So How about that? You can have a little lemon cream pie. I just went to a restaurant recently, and high end, like it was, you know, not super pricey, but kind of a trendy place. And the only thing on their dessert menu was cream pies. It was actually when I was in Hawaii. That's all they do. They did like coconut, whatever, chocolate cream pie, but that was their shtick, is that they have this high-end thing and they have like the diner desserts. And so I think our table ordered a coconut cream pie since we were in Hawaii. The thing was as big as someone's head. I mean, it was gigantic. But it was good. I hadn't had a cream pie in a long time, and it was it's a nice combo. You've got the like flaky crust with the cream and the filling. It was good. You guys like cream pies?
I think those are like no-bake pies, right? You don't actually bake them.
That's
They're supposedly very easy to make. I don't think I've ever had a lemon cream pie. I'm assuming it's kind of like a lemon meringue kind of thing.
Yeah, just without the firing on top, probably.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, so trending news, not just about cream pies. Just wanted to throw that one out there for you. What's trending, Victoria?
Richard Branson is trending, and not for something that I have ever known him to be involved with, although he is concerned about the environment, but apparently air conditioning is his newest project, and the reason for it is because air conditioning is apparently very bad for the environment, and so he has given $3 million to an air conditioning genius who can solve the problem and make air conditioning good for the environment instead of harming it. And so it's called the Global Cooling Prize, and it's designed to find a more environmentally friendly solution to the growing demand for AC. And so he is the prize's ambassador, and he wants everybody around the globe to enter this contest. If you have any type of engineering background or science and technology, he is working along with India's Department of Science and Technology and Mission Innovation. So the Rocky Mountain Institute is in on this as well for the U.S. branch of this global competition, and it is the Global Cooling Prize. So we will be hearing about this, as I'm sure, as time goes on. The number of room air conditioning units is set to triple over the next 30 years, which will balloon from a current 1.2 billion units to 4.5 billion units by the year 2050. And in this newest report that has come out by the backers of the prize, it will have a serious impact on global warming, and it makes sense when you have those individual units in the window. You know, when you think about the Freon and all the other chemicals that are in there, that's stuff blowing out into the environment. I haven't thought about it much until now seeing this, and you can imagine how bad that is for the environment. And with the planet warming, they say the global temperature will increase 0.5 degrees Celsius by 2100. And so that doesn't sound like a lot, but that actually does have a pretty big impact. And they say 30% of the world's population is already exposed to potentially dangerous heat conditions. And by 2100, that's the year, up to three quarters of the planet could be at risk. And so affordable cooling options is becoming a global necessity. And so that is the impetus behind the Global Cooling Prize of $3 million.
Richard Branson's the guy to do it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Did you guys hear the story out of Hawaii? This story I had forgotten about, and it kind of popped up and brought me back around to it. But remember about a year ago, well, actually it was January of last year, where that alert was sent out in Hawaii saying that a missile was headed toward Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? And
yes.
People were panicking. And
of course,
the people who had dispatched the warning thought that this was a real thing. They said it was not a test. Everybody had to hunker down. It took 38 minutes for the state to realize that this was a mistake and to correct that mistake. Well, they had punished, even though I think the guy still has a job, the guy who actually pressed the button. But now a man in Hawaii has claimed that the missile alert, the false ballistic missile alert, that happened in January caused him to suffer a heart attack, and he's filed a lawsuit against the government in Hawaii. His name is James Shields and Brenda Reichel. Both are listed as plaintiffs in the complaint. They were living in the Hawaii Kai neighborhood of Honolulu in January when they got the alert that read, quote, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill.
Oh.
The couple was on their way to the beach. They were on their way to Sandy Beach in Oahu and decided that if they were going to die, It should be together on the beach, according to the complaint. Remember, we think back and go, oh, this sounds horrible. But those people for 38 minutes thought that this was it. They thought that this was the end for them. Both plaintiffs in this lawsuit believed the message to be true, as you would, and were extremely frightened and thought that they were going to die. Reichel's son, and this is the woman involved in the lawsuit, Brenda Reichel, is a member of the Hawaii Army National Guard, and that guy, the son, also called the couple to tell him that he believed that the alert was real. So even the National Guard thought that this was legit. At approximately 8:15 local time, the couple reached the beach and they began calling their loved ones to tell them goodbye. It was around this time that the man listed in this claim, James Shields, began to feel severe and painful burning in his chest area, according to the complaint. At about 9:20, so about an hour later, they decided to go to the hospital. They went to the Straub Medical Center, where the plaintiff then went into cardiac arrest and had to receive life-saving CPR, defibrillation, and then later surgery, according to the complaint. Now, as the couple went through the whole ordeal, they were unaware that the second alert had been sent by the emergency management agency in the state, stating that the first alert had been a false alarm. So they didn't know for even longer than the 38 minutes that this thing was a fake. So lots of issues for them that seem to check out as being legit. Obviously, they have medical records to back up their claim. And I'm no legal expert, but I believe they're going to get some money.
Good case.
They'll either win or they'll get a settlement for sure.
38 minutes to just sit on the beach looking at the sky waiting to see a missile come and hit you. That must be just terrifying.
It's insane. And
if you think about it, that's what they were doing.
You think about the story from the mainland, but then when you think about being there, and think about when something bad happens in your life. I know, for instance, in California where I live, we have earthquakes, and typically earthquakes can last 15, 20, 30 seconds. Those 30 seconds can feel like an hour. I cannot imagine in that state of mind how long 38 minutes, what that feels like. It's incredible. All right.
I can't believe more people haven't sued emergency management already.
I'd imagine, depending on the results of this guy, that they will probably move in that same fashion. As we continue on the DJV show, we have a great idea for you this holiday season. Maybe it's for you and your family, or maybe it's a great gift for someone that you love. This holiday season, we recommend that you send the gift that families across America have loved for over 100 years. Omaha Steaks. They are an American institution, a made in America company, and they do everything absolutely right here in the heartland. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing, a limited time offer to our DJV show listeners. When you go to omahasteaks.com and you enter code DJV into the search bar, you're going to save 74% off the family gift package. Now, originally that package would cost you $195. Now you're going to get it for $49.99, and you are going to get food that will last you for dinner after dinner after dinner during the holiday season. So when you're a little tired, you don't want to go to the store, have those Omaha Steaks on hand, and you will be cooking. Your family will feel like a king. You'll be cooking great stuff. Here's what you get in this package. $49.99, four hand-cut top sirloin steaks, two savory premium pork chops, four chicken fried steaks, four Omaha steak burgers, and they're delicious, by the way, four kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, and then you get some side dishes as well. Four perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and if you order with our DJV show code, you get four more burgers free. This is an incredible deal. Guys, we all received this. Comes to your house, ready to go, in a cooler. You put it in your freezer, and you've got these meals, this great meat that you really use to impress your friends and family if they visit you during the holidays or any time, and this makes the perfect gift for anybody on your shopping list. So check it out. Omaha Steaks. They're great. Made right here in America. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter code DJV in the search bar, and save 74% on the family gift package, $49.99, all that great food. It is 45 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Are you ready for the intuitive LG V40 ThinQ for just $20 a month? Right now at Sprint, you can get the only phone in the market with five cameras to capture moments from every single angle. That's right. You can get the LG V40 ThinQ at Sprint for $20 a month, regularly priced at $40 a month with an 18-month Sprint Flex lease. Hurry to Sprint. This limited time offer is for new customers with approved credit and a new line of service, or existing customers with an eligible upgrade. Need more reasons to hurry to Sprint? Get a free 49-inch LG TV when you lease the V40 ThinQ while supplies last. Requires registration at LG.com and a new line of service. There's never been a better time to try our network built for unlimited. Switch to Sprint today and get your LG V40 Thank You for $20 a month and a free 49-inch LG TV. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Pricing up to $20 per month credit. Applied within two bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. TV ships in 8 weeks. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's TV time on the DJV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and lots of stuff that's new on television. Even though we're in one of those in-between times when shows sort of take holiday hiatuses, well, there is a documentary premiere that if you're a sports fan, you will not want to miss. It's the 30 for 30, which they do great stuff, and it's the last days of night. This latest 30 for 30 reveals the untold story behind CNN Sports Illustrated producer Robert Abbott's 1999 investigation into the Indiana University men's basketball program and how its findings brought down volatile head coach Bob Knight. You can check that out. It premieres tonight on ESPN at 7 o'clock. Investigation Discovery also has a series premiere tonight called Cold Valley. That's at 9 o'clock. And like to keep you in the holiday spirit on AMC, their featured movie tonight is one of my favorites. It's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, a classic. Good. With Chevy Chase. You can check that out. Also tonight on the networks, ABC has new episodes of The Goldbergs, American Housewife, Modern Family, Single Parents, and A Million... Wait, this is Wednesday. Please, don't need that.
Hold I was on. Like, Modern Family, oh, that's on again.
No, ABC Tonight has Olaf's Frozen Adventure. I've already got my DVR set for that one. You can feel extra holiday-ish. Toy Story, That Time Forgot, that's at 8:30 on ABC. And then The Wonderful World of Disney Magical Holiday. This features Gwen Stefani, Meghan Trainor, Brett Eldridge. That's at 9 o'clock. On CBS, you can catch a new episode of Mom at 9. And at 9:30, Murphy Brown. Catch those while you can, because that show... has been canceled.
Not good.
One of the first
victims. Oh, it's been
fall
canceled?
Television. Yes, fall television season. They'll let it run out, but they're not going to do any new episodes. SWAT is new tonight on CBS at 10 on CBS. Also, Happy Together canceled on CBS. So they'll run their course, but that's about it. CW, Supernatural, new tonight at 8, followed by Legacies at 9. And it's Thursday night football time, and the New Orleans Saints against the Dallas Cowboys from AT&T Stadium. That'll be on Fox tonight. And on NBC, you get a little holiday classic. You get Lego Jurassic Park Part 1 and then Part 2, the conclusion at 8:30, followed by new episodes of Will and Grace at 9, I Feel Bad at 9:30, and a brand new episode of Law & Order SVU. That's at 10 o'clock tonight, so you can check it out. And again, enjoy that Murphy Brown. All right, it is the DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive.
and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
On the DJV show. You can find us on social media everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Look for DJV show. Follow us there. And if you have any tech questions or if you want us to cover a story, use the hashtag Tech Talk and we'll get it on the program. Now, Victoria, you are our technological genius, our guru. I like to call you our tech goddess.
Thank you. You have
all the best news. And today, boy, Amazon in the focus. I've been using Amazon a lot, even more than usual for my Christmas shopping. But now we're finding out that Amazon is messing with some customers' baby registries.
Yes. So customers are complaining, and I actually recently fell victim to this myself. Customers are complaining that Amazon's ads are using a deceptive design that tricks them into buying sponsored products instead of items that are actually on the baby registries of their friends and family members. So when you go on to your friend's registry, and I did this recently, our dog rescue that we work with, they had a registry of stuff that they needed for the pups. And so I went on there and I was like checking off different things I was going to buy. And then I realized, I'm like, wait, that's an ad. It's right in the middle of the registry. And you have to look really closely to see that it says sponsored, you know, and like the word ad in the tiny, tiny corner. or else you just think that those are the things that are on the registry. And so a lot of people are getting really annoyed with this because people are seeing the ads for, like, the Diaper Genie or especially the Kimberly Clark's Huggies Snug and Dry Diapers. That's a sponsored ad that's appearing on a lot of baby registries. People are clicking on it thinking that their friends or family members have registered for it. They're sending the gifts to people, and then the people are going, well, I didn't really register for that. So, and then now, and that's how all of this got started. People started complaining to Amazon saying, hey, wait a minute, you tricked me into buying this thing because it looks like it was on the registry, but it's not. And Amazon is raking in the dough on these sponsored ads. $500,000 per ad is what it costs to be in that position on people's registry. So now the Federal Trade Commission is getting involved because they say, according to law, that that those ads must stand out and be totally distinguishable from the non-ads. So consumers are not supposed to be tricked, but Amazon's sponsor tag is very small and gray, and it can be very easily overlooked. And so this, the Wall Street Journal did a huge expose on this. Amazon has only said that we're constantly experimenting with new ways to improve the shopping experience for customers, and that's literally all they're saying about it. But they are probably going to have to really change how they do this and make it very clear that something is an ad and not on someone's actual registry. So just be very careful. If you are going on registries, it's not just baby registries, but that's where the most problems have happened. So just be really careful and make sure that you're reading all the fine print until Amazon is basically forced to do the right thing.
All right, good stuff there. Now, today is Thursday. It's time for our Geek Out feature. And this time we're looking at the gift guide here, the best smart lighting systems for your home.
The Geek Out.
It's another what gift to get guide. Come on, if you don't think being able to remotely or voice control how the lighting in your home goes on and off, and even the colors and the amount of dim, you have a stone cold heart. There are many options for smart lighting in the home these days, and since whatever you pick also needs to integrate into whatever larger smart home platform you use, that's why the Philips Hue lighting system is the most obvious choice. Philips has been in this game for a long time, have really expanded their product line, and most importantly, it integrates into Alexa, Google, and Apple smart home platforms. And with Philips Hue, the options and level of control is pretty endless. If you're interested, we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Holiday season, and the DJV show wants you to win some really cool prizes. We're doing a drawing this week and then again next week to give away one saw and one jaw horse pack away each week. Now, what's in that pack? Because Works has these incredible products called Jaw Horse. I know our friend Rich McFadden is a big fan of this, Victoria. How do you take these home and what do we win?
Yeah, so the Jaw Horse is a folding workstation that's basically like a sawhorse, but it has their clamping system that is exclusive to Works, and that's W-O-R-X. And we're also giving away a circular saw. All you have to do, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJVshow. It's pinned right to the top. It's very easy to enter. It takes about 10 seconds, and that's all you need. So good luck.
Find it there. Good luck from all of us, and Merry Christmas from all of us at the DJV Show.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.